local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We welcome you into a Thursday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. We do have some stuff happening on the roadways right now. I know this is unusual, but I think we've got quite a number of slowdowns right now on I-10. Is that right, Austin, as we start off this afternoon?
Yes, unfortunately. Looking at I-10 here, we've got multiple accident reports. This is if you're traveling both east and west on I-10, basically between Pensacola Boulevard and Pine Forest Road. So we do have backups that are going to back you up to Pensacola Boulevard. And then if you're traveling eastbound, you're going to be backed up well past 9 Mile Road. So yes, very severe backups going on there. And it seems like it's bleeding onto 9 Mile Road itself. That's particularly if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road.
All right. We'll get another traffic update here in about 4 minutes from right now. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 262-6111. We've also reached out to our good friend of the program, Tanner Stewart, to see if he has any prepared remarks, a written statement, if you will, to the devastating news that the Pensacola Red Lobster is going to be closing. I know of no one in Pensacola that more deeply hurts than Tanner Stewart, so we'll see.
Really?
He used to work there and loves the Cheddar Bay biscuits, as we all do.
Who doesn't?
And so, yes, devastating news here in Pensacola on that front, so we'll see if he has any reaction or if he wants to take 24 hours to, you know, maybe
to grieve
and hopefully heal a little bit. And then we'll ask him about it tomorrow.
Right.
Looking at our top three stories today, an Israeli airstrike on a UN school complex in central Gaza has killed dozens of people. Here's Lisa Taylor.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller told reporters today that Israeli forces targeted as many as 30 members of Hamas who were in a specific area of the building, but reports say as many as 14 children were also killed in the strike. Miller did not confirm those reports and said the U.S. is in contact with Israel to verify more information on the attack. He also did not confirm claims U.S. munitions were used. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Also, Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial wrapping for the day in Delaware. The fourth day saw the widow of Hunter's late brother take the stand. Haley Biden dated Hunter when he purchased the firearm and is testifying about how she tossed the gun into a dumpster outside of a grocery store in Wilmington. That's not good. Hunter is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018. In an interview with ABC News, the president says he would not pardon his son if convicted. Speaking of the president, he is in Normandy today for the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Here, the coast of Normandy, the battle between freedom and tyranny would be joined. Here, on that June morning, the testing was at hand.
And, of course, 80 years ago, U.S. and Allied forces storming the beaches on France's northern coast. In his speech, Biden spoke to a global audience and gave praise to the soldiers who lost their lives in the invasion. Also saw on the Channel 3 update there a Pensacola, a Navy veteran, 101, I believe, is in Normandy for those celebrations and commemorations this week. So that's cool. Looking for more information on that as well. Let's see. Let's check in with Alan here. We had some rain move through earlier today, but kind of looks good now.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it seems like it's all about I-10, as we touched on just a few minutes ago. Whether it be you're traveling westbound, passing Pensacola Boulevard and approaching the Pine Forest Road area, or if you're traveling eastbound, basically going the same way, crossing over Pine Forest Road and carrying on, we do have some heavy backups going both ways there. And it looks like it's kind of bleeding onto 9 Mile. That's particularly if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. Beyond that, it's going to be some minor backups on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. On Fairfield Drive, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. And Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still dealing with some pretty extensive backups as well. And then it's going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our local headlines right now, Escambia County Commissioners this afternoon, in about an hour and 15 minutes, will begin their meeting with a lot of eyes on the discussion over the OLF-8 property in Beulah. Of course, last week, a third offer for $36 million to buy the entire property was submitted last week. Of course, the discussion up until now has been that the commissioners wanted to withhold 250 acres for the purpose of job creation. So we will see where they stand on that with this offer coming in. And this is also important because one of the other items on their agenda is dubbed Project Dynamo, which also has to do with the OLF 8 property, as Florida West is proposing bringing a light industrial facility to the northwest corner of the OLF 8 property, of course, among what the involved in what the county wants to retain. So we'll see if they still want that 250 acres. And if so, what does that mean for the $36 million offer that was submitted last week? And of course, there are also two other offers from Beulah Town Center LLC, as well as an offer from Ryan Shavers. And another business partner, his name escapes me right now, for the partial 290 acres. So a lot to discuss here this evening. Also in Santa Rosa County, a circuit court judge is setting the first hearing date for the legal battle between Milton City Attorney Alex Andrade and Mayor Heather Lindsay. According to the PNJ, Judge Scott Duncan has set a date of June 13th to hear arguments on a motion to subpoena Lindsay's phone records from AT&T. Last month, the Milton City Council authorized Andrade to file a suit as he alleges that Lindsay has refused to fully comply with public records requests that he made. Andrade says all of the documents he's requesting center on discussions Lindsay had during the highly contentious hiring of former city manager Scott Collins. In Century, a man facing several charges after allegedly trying to break into his friend's home with a chainsaw this week. Deputies say 52-year-old Brian Wiggins was at the victim's home to move some items but had left and returned without the woman at some point and was asking where she was. At some point, the victim went to the home and called 911. Wiggins was outside cutting a tree down when reports allege he took the chainsaw to the front door, cut a hole, and then kicked that piece in. Wiggins left shortly after and was stopped by deputies nearby. Also in Fort Walton Beach, a woman charged with killing her infant son back in 2020, sentenced to life in prison late yesterday. 35-year-old Maria Rodriguez Barnes was sentenced on first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her 5-month-old son Jackson in a botched murder-suicide attempt. She was reportedly upset after her husband had asked for a divorce. We'll take a break there, a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. Mmm. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about Anthony Fauci's testimony in Congress this week regarding his role in the pandemic. Also talked quite a bit about it being D-Day, the day when we remember the great sacrifice made by Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy to rid us and the world of the threat from Nazi Germany and the occupation of Europe, and why we continue to train and prepare for war right here in Northwest Florida so that it never has to happen again. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, several spots of note here early, starting with I-10. We had a couple of accident reports there causing heavy backups, whether it be you're traveling east or west. If you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road and eastbound passing over Pine Forest and traveling towards Pensacola Boulevard. Still got some very heavy backups going both ways there. That is bleeding on to 9 Mile Road. That's particularly if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. Outside of that, it's going to be backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Fairfield Drive itself traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Austin, we did receive a statement from Tanner Stewart.
All righty.
Quote, the people have spoken.
Oh my Give it a rest, Tanner.
The recent announcement of Red Lobster's closure is another sign of the times. One can only hope that the company is able to save at least one location for the lifelong fans to reminisce on the days of old. Endless Shrimp lives in our hearts forever. Surprised he went with the Endless Shrimp and not the Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
Either way, that man needs to write my eulogy. Exactly. That's crazy.
I'm going to take care of the eulogy.
That's frightening news.
Let's see. Here lies a man that just sucks. He just sucks.
Yeah.
And he played Christmas music at the worst times.
I was jolly. I was festive. That needs to be my legacy.
State headlines today. Florida property insurance rates getting attention in Washington. The U.S. Senate Budget Committee held a hearing to discuss the higher rates in Florida and other states. Florida CFO Jimmy Patronis says higher rates are due in part to inflation and interest rates. He says there are signs things are getting better, though. Patronis carriers are either asking for no rate. Patronis says that carriers are either asking for no rate increases or decreases.
And a federal appeals court is hearing arguments over the city of Jacksonville's attempt to place tighter restrictions on adult entertainment businesses. Club owners say the city's ordinance requiring dancers to be at least 21 is unconstitutional. A federal judge upheld the age restriction last year after lawyers for the city argued it is intended to prevent human trafficking. However, business owners and dancers say there has never been a human trafficking arrest at an adult club in Jacksonville. One thing we can all agree on, this is a very pressing matter. The age of dancers in these weird adult entertainment businesses. Wouldn't you agree, Joe?
Well, I mean,
obviously human trafficking is serious.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like as far as the these, like, strip clubs, let's just call them what they are, I feel like that's not really a pressing issue. That may just be me, though.
What are you saying isn't a pressing issue? I'm sorry, because there's two separate things here that, well, the strip clubs are saying, hey, what, you know, we're not having any sort of issues with human trafficking at our strip clubs.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I don't know if human trafficking, obviously, it's a pressing issue. I don't think this is where we should be dealing with it. I mean, obviously, if this is, you know, better, fine, but now we've got, like, this whole rabbit hole about, okay, well, can they be under 21 or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of taking away from the bigger issue here.
I gotcha. Today is Florida's first Revive Awareness Day under a new law signed by the governor. It shines a light on the dangers of opioid overdose and the power of the medication naloxone to save lives. Here is the Attorney General.
Blue or purple fingernails and lips, pinpoint-sized pupils, pale, clammy skin, slow, irregular heartbeat and breathing, unresponsive to voice and touch.
Naloxone is now free to first responders statewide, and Floridians can go to the drugstore to buy the medication to have on hand for family members and friends they care about. Moody says 7 of 10 counterfeit pills contain a lethal dose of fentanyl.
And a new report from travel claims company AirHelp is calling out the worst airports to fly out of based on disruptions. Florida has the 5th, 6th, and 7th worst. Miami International, Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International, and Orlando International Airports with 30 to almost 32% disruptions. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport is at the top of the worst airports list with nearly half of its flights disrupted in May.
I believe that. Yeah. National news today, 6 people arrested in connection with a shooting outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. A Lebanese guard injured in the shooting yesterday. Local authorities say the alleged gunman was a Syrian national who was shot by the Lebanese army and is being treated at a local hospital. Army command says it has since arrested 5 more people in connection with the attack. Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman is now facing charges in the deaths of 2 more women. charged with a murder from 2003 as well as one from 1993. Supreme Court expected to make some major decisions this month. The conservative majority court has several noteworthy decisions on their docket, including on cases regarding presidential immunity, the obstruction charges against the Capitol rioters, and the FDA's approval of the mifepristone abortion pill and abortion access in medical emergencies. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would consider deploying conventional missiles within striking distance of the U.S. and Europe if they let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike Russian territory. Speaking to reporters, Putin called it a serious escalation and also warned that it was wrong to assume Russia would never use nuclear weapons. I love the idea of that you can invade another country, and then you're like, hey, wait, you can't do that. No, we make the rules here. Like,
calling time out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, boy. 4:30, we'll take a break on that note. Sports headlines, including what is being called a historic, epic upset in the world of sports today. We'll find out how big coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden joins many other world leaders to mark the 80th anniversary of the Allied Forces' D-Day invasion of Europe. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has details.
25 heads of state gathered on the beaches of Normandy to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. But the real stars were the World War II veterans, many of them over 100 years old, who the president credited with saving the world.
A critical witness in the Hunter Biden gun trial takes the stand. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Hallie Biden is Hunter Biden's sister-in-law, but they had a romantic relationship after her husband, Hunter's brother, Beau, died. Prosecutors showed text messages between the two, one on October 13th, 2018, in which Hunter says he's waiting to meet a dealer named Mookie. The next day, he point-blank says he's in a car smoking crack.
Prosecutors say Hunter Biden lied about his drug use on a federal disclosure form to purchase a firearm. America's listening to Fox News.
Money now. Stocks finished the Thursday session mixed after the European Central Bank cut rates for the first time in 5 years and as investors await Friday morning's May jobs data. The Dow Jones Industrials tacked on 78 points, but the S&P 500 slipped one and the NASDAQ Composite eased 14. It already has deals with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and now comes word that Starbucks will partner with Grubhub to deliver coffees and other beverages in select U.S. markets beginning this month. The coffee giant continuing efforts to widen its reach as inflation-weary customers are increasingly opting to eat at home. Initially, Starbucks products will be available for home delivery from Grubhub in Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Illinois, and then expand across the country by August. Trading platform Robinhood said it has agreed to buy cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million in cash. The 11-year-old trading app, popular among retail traders, has been looking to expand its product offerings. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Juan Soto's off to an awesome start in New York. The 25-year-old is batting to a .319 average while slugging 17 home runs and driving in 53 runs. The Yankees are also tied for the most wins in Major League Baseball with 44. Soto is a free agent at the end of the year, and he would be crazy to leave his new teammate Aaron Judge. And there's no reason why Hal Steinbrenner doesn't get a deal done that places Juan in pinstripes for the rest of his career. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got some pretty heavy backups, whether it be you're traveling eastbound or westbound on I-10. This is if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road or westbound towards Pine Forest Road. So be on the lookout for that. Had an accident report there during the last hour that is still causing some pretty severe backups. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, we also got some issues there, particularly if you're passing Windhaven Beach and a bit more as you approach Highway 87. Outside of those couple of major areas, Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's still pretty heavily backed up. Outside of those three spots, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend, so that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, let's see. We do have game one of the NBA Finals tonight between the Celtics and Mavericks. That's going to be at 7:30 p.m. on ABC. Joe, I'll just ask you very quickly, who do you think's winning the finals?
I have Mavs in seven.
I hope you are correct. I'll take Mavs in six. I'll take that. No thought about it, though, whatsoever. And we also have Braves at Nationals at 5:45. We'll touch on that in the third hour. Also got Game 2 of the Women's College World Series Championship at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Oklahoma won Game 1 8-3 yesterday. With a win, the Sooners would win a fourth straight national title. Yeah, their softball doesn't fool around. Now, Joe, this is what you hinted at shortly before we went to break.
Yeah.
One of the biggest upsets in sports history, allegedly, between the U.S. and Pakistan.
I've been seeing a lot of that verbiage on social media. So the USA is hosting the T20 Cricket World Cup in Dallas.
Okay.
And based on the research that I've done, the U.S. has only – this is – today was just their second – World Cup match ever. Only played their first T20 international match back in 2019, and Pakistan is like the world superpower of cricket. Well, the USA beat Pakistan today, and many are calling it the one of the biggest upsets in sports history. I'd look to see if I could find some betting lines just to try to put this into context. I couldn't. Perhaps there is somebody under the sound of our voice that is a cricket enthusiast and a scholar and a historian.
Perhaps.
And could tell us, okay, is this Miracle on Ice? Is this Mike Tyson losing to Buster Douglas? Is this Ohio State losing to Wake Forest in football?
You had actual real example to use for your rival, App State beating Michigan. You actually had that from 2007.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But no, you decided to take a dig. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty big deal. And I think it kind of feeds into this whole narrative that you kind of hear some Americans on social media talk about. It's like, if the U.S. put everything that they had into this sport or that sport, you typically hear about it with soccer, could they excel at it? You know, and I don't know. I think this definitely makes it look that way, especially if we've come out swinging so early. But nonetheless, great. I was telling you before we went live, never seen cricket, but I'm a fan now, at least casually.
USA, baby.
Yeah,
all
absolutely. Yeah, no matter what, I'm a fan of America. That's what matters. Caitlin Clark's popularity is influencing baby names. A new report from website Baby Center shows the name Caitlin is almost up 1,600 spots as a girl's name, and Clark is up to is up 15 spots as a boy's name. Really? Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. And then we've got a couple of quick NFL headlines here. The Chiefs are bringing back yet another offensive playmaker, wide receiver Mecole Hardman, returning to Kansas City on a one-year contract per ESPN. Hardman caught the game-winning touchdown pass in Super Bowl 58 back in February. And then we've got some bad news for the Chiefs. Defensive end B.J. Thompson had quite the medical scare this morning. He suffered a seizure before going into cardiac arrest. A 25-year-old now in stable condition, luckily, but this raises questions, of course, regarding the future of his playing career, and he's planning to enter his sophomore year in the league. So,
yes.
That's pretty tough.
I put the college baseball games in the script thinking they were today. They're not. They're tomorrow.
That's why I didn't touch on them, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, he just glanced right over the college baseball scoreboard. I'm going to go call him out on it and look it up myself. And I say, oh, they're tomorrow.
No, that is why I made a point of not touching on them. And then lastly here, ESPN reports that UConn coach Dan Hurley is the Lakers' top choice to take over as head coach. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, it is Hurley who has been at the forefront of the Lakers' coaching search from the beginning, not ESPN analyst and former NBA star J.J. Redick. This is despite Hurley previously disclosing a lack of desire in leaving Connecticut, citing his wife not wanting
to leave. That's right. His wife wanted to be close to New York City.
So
that was the thing there.
What speaks louder, his honey or the money?
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I came up with it literally right now. So I'm pretty impressed. Thank
like
you for
that.
Noticing.
Yeah, absolutely. Credit when credit is due.
I appreciate that.
4:43 here at News Radio Pensacola. Health, business, and science notes today. Jobless claims in the U.S. jumping to a four-week high. The Labor Department says the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the U.S. jumped by 8,000 in the week ending June 1st to 229,000. That's the highest reading since early May. Market Watch says the rise is likely due to the end of the school year and that there is little sign of rising layoffs.
And YouTube restricting some firearm content for young users. The company announced that starting on June 18th, content showing homemade firearms, automatic firearms, and certain accessories will be age-restricted. Content showing how to remove safety devices will also be banned under the new rules. A big tech watchdog, the Tech Transparency Project, called the move, quote, a step in the right direction, but questioned why it took the time it did. Yeah, I honestly thought that this would have already been a thing by now.
Yeah, me as well. Also, let's see what we got here. A Boeing Starliner spacecraft is now docked at the International Space Station.
At 12:34 p.m. Central Time above the southern Indian Ocean, we have confirmation of contact and capture of NASA's Boeing crew flight test and Starliner aboard the International Space Station. Butch and Sunny have made their arrival.
Yeah, this came after the spacecraft missed its first docking window earlier in the day after there were problems with the thrusters. Late Wednesday, NASA said two helium leaks have been detected since the spacecraft arrived in orbit, but that the crew is safe.
And a chunk of ice the size of a pineapple may be a record setter in Texas. The hailstone fell in the panhandle during Sunday's storms. The storm chaser, who found it in a farming area about an hour south of Amarillo, posted on social media that it's more than 7 inches long. If confirmed, that would be a new state record. The Texas State Climate Extremes Committee is meeting to confirm the size. 445 on the nose, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, I-10 still giving us issues if you're traveling, eastbound passing Pine Forest Road or westbound approaching Pine Forest Road. And also, if you do have we do have some issues on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. Also, that does appear to be some runoff from the accident. Still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. A little bit on Fairfield Drive itself, if that's if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be much holding you up for too long.
The weather will be drying out and heating up as we head through tonight. Clouds will start to clear. We should see mostly sunny skies on Friday. There's just a small 20% chance that a shower or a storm pops up Friday. So drying out, and the weekend will be dry and sunny, and the humidity a little bit lower this weekend. So that will be nice. High temps, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. We got anything else going on there?
Got a few things in health, business, and science, I think.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see. The diamond industry in trouble. Experts believe natural diamond prices could fall another 15 to 20% over the next 12 months. This comes as they've already tumbled 30% since 2022. The growing popularity of lab-grown diamonds has driven down demand for natural diamonds, along with falling marriage rates, and less consumer demand in China. It's all created a perfect storm for the industry. Wow, that is a morbid line I did not expect to read. That's insane.
Yeah. Pop culture today, a new installment in the Hunger Games book series will hit shelves next year. I know Austin's got that ready to order.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Scholastic announcing Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins will be published March 18th. The story will take place 24 years before the events of the original Hunger Games book. This will be the fifth book in the series and the first since the release of The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes in 2020. Over 100 million copies of the series have been published.
Gosh, I can't tell you the last time I actually sat down and read a book. Bad Boys Ride or Die is shooting for a quick start at the box office. The fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise expected to make between $30 and $50 million in its first weekend in theaters. The film is Will Smith's first on the big screen since his infamous slapping of Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars back in 2022.
Yeah. Also, Dolly Parton heading back to Broadway. Not her herself. The Country Music and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer plans to debut Hello, I'm Dolly in 2026. The musical will feature some of Parton's most well-known songs, along with new ones she has written for the play. Parton herself not starring in the musical, but said she has lived her whole life to see this show on stage.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah, 4:48. We'll take a break there. A recap of our top stories today, wacky stories, and good news as well coming up next.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately,
Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink, cause I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a fake out like a sink and ink and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest.
4:52 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin winding down hour number one. We got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up here and recapping the day's top stories. This one a bit serious here. An Israeli airstrike looking like around 12 people killed, as many as 14 children could be dead. This happened at a United Nations school complex in central Gaza. State Department spokesman Matt Miller says that Israeli forces were targeting as many as 30 members of Hamas who were in a specific area of the building. Miller did not confirm those reports and said the U.S. is in contact with Israel to verify more information, but that's not a good report there. Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial is wrapped for the day in Delaware. The fourth day saw the widow of Hunter's late brother, Hallie Biden, taking the stand. Haley Biden dated Hunter when he purchased the firearm and is testifying about how she tossed the gun into a dumpster outside of a grocery store in Wilmington. And the president in Normandy for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. A commemoration's happening this week. 80 years ago today, U.S. and Allied forces storming the beaches on France's northern coast to battle and defeat the Nazis. Of course, important historic day in our nation and world's history. 4:54, final check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin, things getting any better on the interstate?
It does look like, yes, slowly but surely, we are seeing the congestion clear up. We do have some still if you are traveling eastbound on I-10, passing over Pine Forest Road. And if you're on 9 Mile, traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest, got some issues there as well. And to what should be no surprise. Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling northbound or southbound in this area, we do have some backups there. Also have some still on Gulf Beach Highway, just a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, and some on Fairfield Drive itself if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Outside of that, it looks like the main spot is going to be Navarre Parkway. That's if you are traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, and then a bit more as you approach Highway 87.
All right. And we did we do the weather?
No, we did not.
All right, here we go.
The chance for rain goes down as we head through tonight. Overnight lows in the 70s. We'll have hot highs over the next several days. Friday through Sunday, highs in the low 90s. Dry weather, and heading into the weekend, the humidity should be a little lower as well. That'll be a nice change. Now, there's a tiny 20% chance for a shower on Friday. Otherwise, look for dry weather Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at some more wackier stories in the headlines today. A team at MIT has created an AI chatbot called Future You. It lets you ask your future self for life advice. It learns about you by asking a series of questions about your life, your friends, family, the past experiences that have shaped who you are and what your hopes are for the future. They also age your profile pic so it looks like you're talking to an older version of you. That's what
Come
I need.
On.
The one they used with students who tried it was 60. Then it gives you advice by drawing from plausible synthetic memories. Here's an example they gave. A college student who's planning to be a teacher asked it to think back on the most rewarding moment in her career. Her future self said she's retired now, but it was when she helped a kid turn their grades around. That's kind of a generic quote, it was so gratifying to see the student's face light up with pride and accomplishment. One of the researchers who built it says he talked to his future self a lot. I don't know, man. That's a lot of assumptions there. Like, yeah, if somebody's planning to be a teacher, that's probably the reason you're in the first place. It's not money, right? But
okay.
It's to, you know, make children's lives better. So I think it's a little generic for my taste there. I need something more substantive.
Yeah, okay, whatever. no, yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, of course. I know you're obviously kind of joking. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be generic. It's still experimental. I honestly think a lot of people are just, you know, fooling around with this whole AI thing, seeing what they can make it do. And apparently now we've got a whole future you thing. I'm not impressed by it based on what AI has already done. Nonetheless, kind of unsettling, though, for sure. But that can be said about AI in general. Colorado officials have reached an $8.5 million settlement with a woman who was hospitalized 2 years ago. Yareni Rios Gonzalez was arrested after a traffic stop, handcuffed, and put in the back of a police SUV. Just minutes later, that same SUV was hit by a train. The officer involved was found guilty of reckless endangerment and third-degree assault and was sentenced to supervised probation and 100 hours of public service. How does that happen? Like, I mean, I know obviously train accidents happen, but my point is, like, how did that happen with her in the car?
Seemed
like the officer's fine.
I think that there was, at the time, she either had brandished a gun or they were thinking that she had one in her possession. So I think the cop was saying, hey, like, you know, I'm worried about the weapon, or so I wasn't necessarily paying as close as I normally would to my surroundings where I was parked. And so, yeah, can't park a police crew or any car for that matter in the middle of a train track there. That's
yeah.
No
hot
good.
Take. I know.
Looking here at some good news. I don't recall hitting one this yesterday. A dog traveled 4 miles to get help after his owner's truck crashed in a remote part of Oregon. The truck missed a curve and went into a steep, brushy ravine. In Baker County, Oregon, one of the man's dogs left the scene, found the camp where family members were staying. They contacted police. Deputies located Brandon Garrett's truck, and they provided first aid until medics arrived. Search and rescue crews used chainsaws to reach the vehicle, and Garrett was brought out using a rope rescue system. So,
that
man's
is
best
insane.
Friend. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. And a guy in Arizona unfortunately passed away last month, but instead of putting on a funeral, his family threw him a funeral. They said he was a fun-loving guy, so it just made sense. They had a bounce house for kids and other fun stuff, too. He was a huge music fan, so they put his whole record collection out and encouraged everyone to take an album home. Around 500 friends and family showed up for it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I can get that, especially when they talk about like the whole celebration of life thing. It's like,
I've thought about like, you know, when my time comes, which is of course way down the road because of how healthy I am.
Right.
I thought, you know what, it would be cool, like if I allocate money to buy my favorite pizza for everybody to have, or, you know, do I do something where like I'm just so rich. And I'm a multi-millionaire that I give everybody who comes to my funeral like a tenth of a ounce of gold or, you know, just something fun to probably not doing that, though.
We'll just go with the pizza thing.
Yeah, pizza thing's good. All right. That'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up on Pensacola right now. Stay tuned.